time to give the shit today.
Wait till people come in. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, I'd like to thank Rabbi Mostovsky for inviting me to share with you some Divrei Torah. I wasn't sure what I was going to speak about originally, whether it was just going to be like an open forum to discuss random, but in the end I decided to give a specific shiur. I made a new packet for the occasion, so this is not just a one that I just pulled out of the files. I mean, some old ideas, some new ideas, put it together, so it's always, and it's on the Hagdara of Dira B'Chiyuv Mezuzah, which is, as you'll hear the shiur, you'll see it's very relevant, and I'm sure a lot of times you'll get shilas in your own house or other people's homes, and I think there are a lot of klolim that we could learn from these makoros, and feel free to interrupt in the middle and add a comment, ask a question, say whatever you'd like, and okay. We were learning Pesachim this year. So the Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim and Dalet Amud Aleph has a discussion about Bedikas Chametz. If you rent a house, somebody is renting the house, so who is the Chi of Bedikas Chametz on? Baal Minei Meir of Nachman by Yitzchok. Hamaske bais lachaver bar bosar al mi livdog al maske livdog de chamir di dehu odilma al hasocher. Odilma al hasocher livdog di surah b'shusei koi. Right, so who is the chiv to be bodik the chametz on? Is it the owner of the house, or is it the person who's renting the house? Because he's going to be there. So it's a whole discussion. We're not concerned about that for this year. But then the Gemara says, Tashma hamaske bais lachaveva la socher lasos lo mezuzah. That the socher has to make him put up the mezuzah. So hence the Gemara wants to bring a raya to hu adinam mila b'dikas chametz. And the Gemara says, no, maybe he can't bring a raya from one from the other. So the Gemara says the famous line, Hama Rav Masharshia, Mezuzah chovas hadar. He. That mezuzah is a chovas hadar. It's the chova for the person who's living there. And it's interesting that Rashi, on the fourth line, chovas hadar, lefi shehi mishamroso. Right? So it's interesting that this idea, you know, when people talk about checking the mezuzahs when something happens. So it's not just a fictitious thing. There are makoros that mezuzah is considered a shmira, more so than you find by other mitzvahs. That every mitzvah you do is some shmira, but mezuzah is a chovas hadar. I mean, the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Mezuzah discusses. You know, the malachim, the mezuzahs like the malachim that are protecting, and he quotes different things about that. But here Rashi writes, Lefishim Misham Rosso, Uksiv Beischa, Biascha, Fiotseba, Valhacha, Dikatscha, Mr. Abonant, so it's not a raya. So we have a concept that mezuzah is Chovas Hadar. It's a din in the Chov of the person that is being dar in the location. And therefore, a lot of halachas of mezuzah, we're not going to be able to cover a lot of them now, but are around this idea that it's a makom dira, that it's a chovas hadar, and it's dafka for a makom dira, a place of dwelling, is where the chov of mezuzah applies. And then we're going to have to discuss, you know, what about other areas that people really don't dwell? They might spend some time there, their office, their place of work, etc., which they don't really dwell there, except some, maybe some lawyers who spend more time in their offices than they do in their own homes. But that's okay. So the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph on the second page says, "Matana lahadatan rabbanon bayis she'ein bo arba amos al arba amos poter min hamezuzah min amake einu betami v'negoyim." So the Gemara says that there are a whole bunch of things in the Torah that the Torah says are called, or the chiyuv is only when there's a bias, right? In other words, if you have tumas negoyim for a house, bate arichoma, all these things, you need a bias. So what's the definition of a bias? So the Gemara says it's arba amos al arba amos. So, and we consider every room could be a bias b'fnei atzma. In other words, even though in colloquial Hebrew you would call this a cheder, you wouldn't call it a bias, you'd call the whole structure a bias. But al pidin, every room is a bias b'fnei atzma, provided that it's dalet amos al dalet amos. And we'll have to define very clearly what dalet amos al dalet amos is. And if it's not dalet amos al dalet amos, then it's not considered a bias, even though someone is there. So the Rush in the beginning on page 4 actually it's more like page 5 claims that he has a machlokus with the Rambam on this nekuda. He claims that there's a machlokus between himself and the Rambam, where the dalet amos on dalet amos is considered something, a requirement of four amos on four amos. It has to be a minimum width, and then we'll translate it into feet and inches as the shiur goes on, so we'll know specifically. It shouldn't be just a shiur in theory, you know, dalet amos or dalet amos, and end of the day, so what is it? So dalet amos or dalet amos, so the Rush claims that the machlokas between himself and the Rambam, whether it has to be a minimum width and a minimum length, or if the width is narrow and the length is greater, whether like 8x2, is it just sufficient that you have 16 square amos, whichever way it comes out, or do you need a minimum of dalet al dalet, both in width and length? So he claims, the Rush, that it's a machlokas between him and the Rambam, and the Rambam holds 8x2 is good enough, and he holds that you dafka need 4x4. And that's what he writes over here, that Rav Alfas Gara she'en bo arba amos al arba amos the mistaber de lochazi ladira b'inyan acher. Because if you don't have a certain length and a certain width, then it doesn't work. You're not going to be able to live there. So in other words, so what, it's made up, but you need a certain length and a certain width. So if it's narrow but it's long, it's also not going to be a makom de chazi ladira. One second. And then he writes, and not like the Rambam Shimaya Orko Yosel Rachvo Hovi Ishbol Rabeya Arbaamus Chayiv B'Mezuzah the Arbaamus Al Arbaamus Be'inan, etc.
Does that mean that the Rush would hold that any irregularly shaped room that's not square, even if it contains 16 amos square, it would not be, because even if it's not fuzzy, theoretically, even if it's more or less like rectangular perhaps, or does that mean that
Well, in other words, if you can inscribe a square, then it doesn't have to be, it could be rectangular, it could be a circle, it could be anything, just have to be able to inscribe a square that's dalet amos al dalet amos, and that would be sufficient. And this notion of the of the Rush, that this machlokas is reiterated by the Tur on page 8. And Chas of Harambam, Sheish Bol Rabbe Arba Almas, Alfa Pishu Ogol, etc. Ein Tzarech Lo Mashim Ogol Yosel Arachbo. Adoni Ovirar, Chas of Sheinu Chayvon Kein Hu Meruba Arba Al Arba. And the Beis Yosef as well says this, brings down this machlokas. Chas of Arash, Dolo Karambam, Ulinya Halacha, Nachtinan Karambam. Dolo Poligoy Al Arash. And he says, "Linya halacha, we paskin like the Rambam." And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Pei Vav on page 11, Sif Yud Gimel. Bai Shein Ba'ar Ba'almas Albanas Potter Reish Pugut Gvaril Abaya B'Shave. In other words, you could have 8x2, that would be sufficient. And the Shach in Chav Gimel says, Das Harosh, She'enu Chai, B'mezuzah, Onkein, Humeruba, Arba Amas, Alam Amas. Uvisha Chasub, Beis Yosef, Daktin, Karambam, Dalopologoi, El Harosh, Lovikan, El Divrei Harambam. But in other words, the Beis Yosef paskins like the Rambam, so he only quoted the opinion of the Rambam. Okay. Well, so, and there's a famous piece in the Emek Bracha, if you want to see. The Emek Bracha is a sefer by the Talmud of the Brisker Rav. Remember Rabbi Brandspiegel, I believe, said that Rav Gerelik always told him to look in the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha gives you like an introduction to like lamdas, you know, not so hard things, but basic hakiras and things like that. So it's good. So he also says this, and he says, what's the uptight of the machlokes? The next page, paragraph nira the pligvis the ram sover the hadavai shein lo dalar ein lo dimai sum shum dezehavi bechlal hashirim shenemru the Moshe Misinai. In other words, it's a din of shiurim. So kevan sheikar dina hu mishum din shiur lo beina shei meruba. I feel ogul nami rak shei ba shiur kedei l'rabeya da l'amas l'rosh sover tikar din hu mishum divina shei yechazi l'dira kol shei modalad amas l'chazi l'dira v'lo mikri bias. Al kein beina davka shei meruba b'shiur dalad al dalad. In other words, you'd be able to inscribe. In other words, the Rambam sheet is even by 8x2. You can't inscribe a square. And the Rush requires that you should be able to inscribe a square that is Dalet al Dalet. And the Rambam would hold the even 8x2, even though by 8x2 is long and narrow, you can't inscribe. But that's the shear. And the Rush says no. But the bottom line is, it has to be Chazi Ladira. The shear is not an independent thing. It's a din of that it's Roy Ladira. So if it's not Dalet al Dalet, it's not Roy nor Ladira. Oh. So this is all very nice till the Taz comes along. The Taz on page 14. In Hilchas Sukkah, which is interesting that he doesn't say anything in Hilchas Mezuzah. Because he's going to make a very big attack on everybody. He's basically going to make an attack on the Rosh and the Beis Yosef and the two, everyone. Everyone is up for his attack here. And that is, he thinks they all got it wrong. This is his Lashon. Look at the second arrow, you see, on the left side. The Timasi Harbe Alksus Einayim Shere Isu the Rabbeinu Bezeh. He thinks that it was all Alksus Einayim. They all were blinded in their interpretation of this. And what he's going to go on to say is there is no machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam. The whole thing is Lo Haya V'lo Nivra. And he says if you look in the in the Rambam clearly, you'll see that the Rambam didn't mean to say anything different than the Rosh. If you look in the Rambam, front page, here's the Rambam. Oh, page 6-7 over there. So which the Rambam writes here, yeah, on page 6. Perek Vav Halacha Beis. He says, "Bayis she'ein lo arba amos al arba amos poter min hamezuzah v'imesh bo kedei l'rabeya arba amos al arba amos v'shove afal pi shehu ogol obal chamesh zavios v'ein tzarech lo moshim yorko yosol rach v'hol v'yesh bo l'rabeya arba amos al arba amos chayiv b'mezuzah." So so if you look clearly in the Rambam, so the Taz points out in Hilchas Sukkah that there's no real indication that the Rambam disagrees with the Rosh. Especially people point out the word Shoveh. In other words, when the Rambam's just saying the same thing. The Rambam's just saying the same thing, that you need to it doesn't have to be circular. It could be circular, it could be rectangular, it could be everything. As long as you're able to inscribe a square, dalet al dalet, that's going to be chayiv in mezuzah, and only that. And this thing of 8x2, that the Rambam Shita, that the Beis Yosef and the Rosh himself and the Tor made a machlokis here, he thinks is not correct. So that's a major point that the Taz is making, because then it will come out that you have situations we'll talk about shortly where it's not Dalet Amos in width, but it is it's only square, 8x2, etc. Then then it would come out that all Rishonim hold that it would be Pater. Be put them in Hamezuzah, and there wouldn't be any machlokas, and that's what the Taz says. If you want to look, I don't have time to do everything on the inside. The one person that tries to defend it, to defend everyone else, in the Har Shalom on page 15 tries. I don't know, you're looking to see if you like his defense or not, to defend the... But Chazon Ish writes that on page 17, he supports the Taz. He calls it Nira, Iker Kedivri HaTaz, She'en Ha'orach Mashlem Harochav Linyin Chiyav Mezuzah. And it's interesting that in Rav Abadi's second Chelek, or Yitzchak, he also works with the Taz, and he feels that maybe what the Rambam is coming to say, in other words, what's the Chiddush? That there would be a Havamina, that you would need a room that's Tafka square. The Rambam is telling you that even if it's rectangular, if it's enough to inscribe Mehechi Tesi, that it's not Mestabrit that there's a Havamina to say that you need dafka a square room, that the Rambam's telling you, even if it's this, even if it's that, it's the even if it's Orko Yoso or Rochvo, so that's why others say that he's coming to tell you that even in a situation where it's Orko Yoso or Rochvo, meaning it's long and narrow, and that's the Chiddush. But others point out that the Taz himself discusses Gemaras and Sukkah about maybe something that's ogle wouldn't be a good. He writes here that it's coming the sfirli d'agula psula sukkah, etc. And Rav Abadi in his Truva quotes the Rambam Hilchas Tumas Tzaras on the page 18, where the Rambam writes, "V'gavi Hilchas Tumas Tzaras ein habayis mitambi b'negoyim ad shehebo arba amos al arba amos." Oh yes, if you are solving with bolib arts bavanim, well, pachas me arba armos al arba armos with your ogol or shayabosh. In other words, you have other areas in sukkah and in hilchas tumas negayim where something that's inscribed is not. It's a circular house, etc. Like some shuls or circular shuls, etc. So there are what. So those shuls, they wouldn't be metamim and negayim. They're circular. So you do have areas in halacha, as Rav Abadi was pointing out, where you find that being inscribed is not good enough. So Kamash Malan, he's just pointing out that it's good enough. But he never meant to say, like the Taz says, that 8x2 is going to be chayiv in mezuzah. What are the shiurim that are, the definition of the dalet al dalet, just so we should have, I'll use it the way it's presented in the Sefer Ogur Bo Alecha. It's an excellent, one of the best svarim I've ever seen in Hilchos Mezuzah, written by Rav Eliyahu Feldman, the son of Rav Aaron Feldman, the Rosh Hashiva Ner Yisrael. Recent sefer, probably the best sefer I've ever seen in Hilchos Mezuzah. Every inyan. So he writes that the smallish and with Rabbi Moshe Shapiro's conversion from the metric system into the regular system. So he writes the smallest shear of 5.9 feet. And the minute of Reb Chaim Noe was 6.4 feet, like 6 feet and 5 inches, and by 6 feet and 5 inches, and then Chazon Ish's shear of 7.6 feet, 7 feet and 7 inches by 7 feet and 7 inches, and then it was known that Reb Moshe's shear was around 7 feet and 3 inches. So Bekitzer, as he writes, the one could be mechayiv mezuzah by 5.9 inches, but one shouldn't make a bracha unless it's 6 feet and 5 inches by 6 feet and 5 inches, like Reb Chaim Noe. I guess in America, growing up in America, Reb Chaim Noe's shear was always, I grew up when Reb Moshe was alive, and his shiurim were always considered for America the standard. But then you read in other places in Eretz Yisrael, like Rabbi Yashiv writes, the Reb Chaim Noah's shiurim were more the standard. In fact, it's interesting, Reb Michal Shurkin writes in one of his svarim that when Reb Chaim Noah's shiurim came out, they thought that he was being mach, that was considered a chumrah. Everything's relative of what, we always in America think, oh, he's the small shiurim of Chaim Noah, but that was considered a. So Bekitzer, as he writes in the Sefer, so if you have a room that's 6 feet and 5 inches by 6 feet and 5 inches, then you could already be somech, as he writes in the Sefer Ogur Bo Alecha, to make a bracha. But if it's already 5.9 feet, as he writes in the Sefer, you could already put it up, and it's already... So it's not clear who this shita, he doesn't give it it could be that was the old shita that people were a lot of times I go to people's houses in Washington Heights to look at mezuzahs. A lot of times, bekoshi, you can find one room that you can put, you can make a bracha on the face. We don't live here in the lap of luxury here. But so that is the discussion. Oh, so now, so if we're going to say like those poskim that we're going to treat the Taz as Iker Hadin, so then when there won't be a situation of Dalet Amos and Dalet Amos of both length and width, so then there won't be a chiyuv mezuzah. So the poskim have a couple of famous comments that we should comment on in the poskim regarding this. There's a famous comment of the Chamudi Daniel and a famous comment of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and I'd like to comment on each comment. So let's look in the Pesachei Tshuva here. If you can find it here on page 11. Resh Pei Vav Sivkot Nyud Aleph. So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Sefer Chamudei Daniel Ksav Yad. So it was a Ksav Yad, so he didn't have the, wasn't published. But then years later, when I gave a similar shiur once in contemporary halacha, so your brother-in-law Menachem Butler got me they came out with the Ksav Yad of the Chamudei Daniel, as much as they can. Someone published it, and it helped. It was a little bit clearer than what it is in the Pesachei Tshuva, but then he refers to some longer bier that he wrote, and that I don't know if we have. But so the Chamudei Daniel's Yisod is near Dafka based Dira Tzarech Dafka Shei Dal Ramos Al Dal Ramos Al Beis Shar Umar Pesas Vegina Afilu Leis Lohu Dal Al Dal Chayovim Fod Nira Mishi Yesh Lo Bais Godel Yesh Lo Chadorim Kitanim. Okay, so one could explain that the Chamudei Daniel is saying a chiddush here, and the pashtus is he's talking about two distinct cases. One is he's talking about a beishar, which a beishar means that's a passageway, where it's not used for somebody to actually spend time there. It's a mavar, as we would say. It's a hallway, it's a foyer, something like that. So he claims that that doesn't need to be Dalaramos al Dalaramos, because as we'll see in a second. And then the second thing he says, if you have that was the first point that he says, and the second point that he writes is if you have a place where you a small room that's adjacent to a big room where you put your chafatzim, Bala's closet, so that would also be chayiv even if it's not dalaramos al dalaramos. So what's the upshot in what he's saying? So there's a Rashash in Sukkah. We have it right here. If you see what page it is, let me know. Twenty-one. Okay. Here, Shkoyach. So Rashash and Sukkah on page 21. This is so good. Borgin and Mizenerally the Beis Shar Hapasuch Labais, the Chayiv, the Mezuzah, Fila, Imbo, Dalaramas, Al Dalaramas, the Lamilse Chazi. Matsasi came with Pische Tshuva, the Shem Chamudei Daniel. So he says you have a concept of the Lamilse Chazi. In other words, certain things, if I want to live in a room and spend time there, so if I'm gonna, it's going to be a small room, it's not dalal dal. I can't normally live in such cramped quarters. So mela, it's not. But you know, my shoes, my shirts, my suits, they don't complain so much. So they could they can live in the cramped quarters. So it's chazi milse. It's functional for what it's for. And therefore, Dalaramas is not necessary in that situation. And Hua Dinami, a Mavar, a Beishar, a place that it's that's only for going through, also is functional without being Dalaramas al Dalaramas. So basically, he took this this din of Dalaramas al Dalaramas and sort of like, I don't know, you know, he violated Darshin and Time of the Cross or something like that, but he basically, I mean, the Gemara has by Borgen and by other halachas, but that's a tremendous chiddush that he's saying, that even though the Gemara says that a bias is chayiv and the definition of bias is Dalaramas, al Dalaramas, he's taking this bold step and saying that that in situations where it's chazi lemilsi without dalaramas, so there would be a chiyuv mezuzah. Even though the Gemara has it in the context of the borgenin, but that doesn't mean that it necessarily would apply to what they call a bias for mezuzah.
Does that mean that the dira according to him doesn't actually require it to be the dira of human needs? It's good enough for coats. It's good enough for animals. It's good enough for, I mean, that would span.
Okay. So. Right, so
people don't go into
it. Right, so give me a little, and I'll hopefully I'll answer your question. Hopefully, okay. So that's the so now for Shteitzach, as the Minchas Yitzchak writes in the Tshuva, that even the Chamud Daniel only meant a walk-in closet, because the part of the Gemara says Veisecha Derech Biyoscha. And if you don't walk in, so then there's no chiyuv. So if you just put your hands in, so even the Chamud Daniel wouldn't mechayev such a closet. So it's talking about that there has to be, and that begins to deal with your question, that it's not, in other words, the fact that it has chafotzim alone is not going to be mechayev. But it has to be something that a person goes into, at least. In other words, if it's something that he only he doesn't walk into, so that's the mechayev of mezuzahs, Gemara Darshan's. That's why the Gemara says we put mezuzah on the right side, because when you walk, well, most people are righties, I'm a lefty, but we still have to, in this halacha, we all are the same. We all follow the righties, and we put the mezuzah on the right side, even if you're a lefty and you maybe walk with your left foot first. But derech biyoscha, so you need derech biyoscha. So that's the chiddush of the Rashash. Now, it could be that one could be machalik within the Rashash, and this is, I think, perhaps is the minhag ha'olam, is to be mechalik. In other words, the Rashash put it all together. He put together the hallways, the beishars, with the closets. So in the Sefer Ogro Ba'alecha, he points out, that, and I think that became perhaps the Mekubal Mahalach is to be Mechalik, that in the case of the Beis Shar, perhaps, and we'll see other poskim seems to subscribe to this as well. In the case of the Beis Shar, we'll put it up even without Dalet al Dalet, and that became Kemat Mekubal, because as he writes, many people's front doors, if you won't say that, open up into a little foyer that's not Dalet al Dalet. So you could save some money on giving tzedakah, not having to have a mezuzah on your front door. And but Minhag HaOlam is to put it up. In Rav Abadi's old house in Lakewood, not the house he lives in now, but in the old house, he's the only purist that he's dalet al dalet. So on the front door, there was no mezuzah, only on the next door. It wasn't dalet al dalet. So that was but the minhag ha'olam clearly is that we put on the front doors, and then we give the tzedakah if we need to, because we assume like those that either partially like this Chamudi Daniel, at least Lagabe that, but I don't think that necessarily, in other words, what he writes in the he writes in the Sefer, and I think that perhaps became the more Mekubal Dika Psak, is that the Beishar, the Mechayiv, even if it's not Dalet al Dalet, and the rooms, Meikar Adin, the closets and that Meikar Adin are really potter if they're not Dalet al Dalet, and if you hold like the Taz, it means a real Dalet al Dalet, yeah. Right. So if you hold that it's a mavar, so then, like you're saying, like the Rabbeinu Manoach, so therefore, even though it doesn't have the criteria to be mechayev, so that's a reason why you could be mechalik. That you could say that something that's leading up to something else, that's going to be chayev midin, that it's leading up to something else, and the. And this idea to mechayev the closet that's not leading up to anything is potter.
So then that's also maybe better, the stronger source than the Gemara, because you pointed the Gemara that we talked about Rabbanus, is that Rosh.
Is what?
If the Chatzar is high, even though it's not Mekurah.
Right.
And the Merpeset is high, going into the Merpeset. So then it's the same thing with the Prophets with Dal Dal.
Right, so what I'm saying is that if you want to say the svar that something that's leading up is mechayev, so then you can make the chiluk and saying that we subscribe to this notion of something that like the shar ha'ir, etc., is leading up. So even though people aren't living in the streets, but they're eventually going to get to their house, so that's mechayev, and that's why perhaps the minhag ha'olam is to put it on the front doors. Masha'en Kane, that doesn't mechayev us to necessarily put it on the closets, because when it's b'toras atzmo, then it needs the regular shear of dalet al dalet. Oh, now there is another thing that people talk about in this context, and that is the famous comment in Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger is quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch in Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Let's see where it is. It's on what page? Let's see. Here we go. On page 11. And this is what some people... This became a famous notion. And that is when people have... small rooms, walk-in closets, and things like that. So there's a comment to Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Maybe perhaps one could befalpel and what the Rabbi Kiva Eiger really meant. But the Olam, the way the Olam says over Rabbi Kiva Eiger, which is not always what is necessarily the reality of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, but the way the Olam says over Rabbi Kiva Eiger is. And you have a closet, so you don't put a chamud and nail on the right side. Again, hachamayaskin in a walk-in closet, small room. You don't put it on the right side, going into the closet. But you put it into the right side, going from the closet into the adjacent room. Because the way the Olam says over. Is like, since it's pachas midal al dalet, so it's like It's like outdoors. It's like it's the outdoors. So Mamela, you don't put it going in. He doesn't hold from this Chamudi Daniel thing of that it could be Pachas Midala. No, it's Shear of Dalar al Dalar, and if you say like the Das, it has to be a real Shear of Dalar al Dalar. But now, you mechayev the closet, midin, the adjacent room, so coming, putting on the right side from the small closet into the adjacent room.
It's not really the closet that needs it, it's a
hedah
into the room that needs
right,
it.
Right, right. Right, exactly.
One in the bathroom that needs it, it's on the other side of the room.
Yeah, so that's the famous kasha that's asked. So that the simple answer that people give is over there. The whole idea of the bathroom is a makom mevuza, so it could be that even on the doorway of the bathroom is also considered is also not a place for mezuzah as well. But this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he's here on page 11 where he writes Dalar al Dalam is Dalam is Potter, the Hainu, the Mitzar Atzmuso, Potter mi Mezuza. Aval Mecheder Shalafnim Mecheder, Shiyotzi Mecheder Godol, Mecheder HaKamrachi, HaPesach Ahu Chayev, the Mezuza, Mitzar HaGodol, Shiyotzi Mimenu, Derech Pesach Zulu, Derech Lecheder Cotton. Vihenidon, Cheder Cotton, Ka'avir. Mikol makom chayev kiel yotzi mipesach zul l'shuk, keinir lani yazdaiti vezes Hashem Yisbarach. Now, to tell you the truth, really, we should spend a half an hour for you to look at it yourself and give an objective reading of this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Because perhaps if you read it carefully, that's not what Rabbi Akiva Eiger. In other words, the classic way, as I told you, the classic way of what people say over Rabbi Akiva Eiger is the way I just told you, and the way you just said that the Cheder Gadol is chayav in mezuzah. But if you look at it carefully. This was pointed out to me by Rabbi Moshe Tuchman, and he pointed out as well, he thinks Rabbi Moshe read it that way, that Rabbi Akiva Eiger never meant to... So let me tell you my problem with Rabbi Akiva Eiger, why I always had issues with this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Because I think this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you learn it the way the Olam says it over, that you have to put it going outside, so I think it undermines basically all of Hilchas Mezuzah, the Hainu. The Yisod in Hilchas Mezuzah is Derech Biyoscha. So when I come into this room, I'm considered coming into this room. When I leave, I don't say I'm coming into the next room, I'm saying I'm leaving. In other words, backtracking is not considered Knesa. Backtracking is considered Yitzia. So when you're backtracking, you're not, in other words, no one's going to say, well, we'll put up two mezuzahs. I come into this room, there should be a mezuzah on the right side coming in, and then another mezuzah on the other side going in because it's derech biyoscha to this room, and now derech biyoscha to the other room. So, lo matzinu dover zeh, that there should be two mezuzahs, because elowat, the first crack you go in, that's derech biyoscha. When you're leaving, that's derech yitziyoscha. And derech yitziyoscha is not chayef, only derech biyoscha. So when you're going into this small room, so if you don't want to say like the Chamud Vaniel, then that room is potter. And when you're backtracking, that's also potter, because that's a yitziyah, that's not a kenisa, and therefore you should be... And therefore, the lechora that shouldn't be a mechayev. So, but if you look carefully, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it could be Rabbi Akiva Eiger never said what the Olam claims it said. And this Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, and he pointed out to me that Rabbi Moshe and the Tshuva also seems to say it also will have a shver you know, saying it this other way, but it could be, you know, you have, if you read it carefully, it could be he means, and this is the question of whether you have an exit. When you have a door that's an exit, so what's the story? You just leave the building through that door. So many hold that it's potter, because it's not kenisa. Rav Shechter has this idea that no, that you put it on the right side going in, because and others say no, it's potter and ganzen. So what Rabbi Akiva Eiger seemingly said, Rabbi Tuchman thought the pshat, and if you look carefully, it could be that's what he really said, and not this whole thing, because this whole thing, the thing we're going to present now might also be against everything as well, but just to see what Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself said, and that is that he meant to say to put it going into the, we have a small closet in a big room, to put it going into the closet, not midin that the closet's chayiv, but midin that the big room is chayiv mishum yitziyah of the big room. And to that, Rav Moshe writes, lo matzinu dover zeh, that a yitziyah, here we have a truva in the Rav Moshe here, what page? Yeah, page 22. Dina de Rav Kiveke, the cheder pochaz midalam tunglim, the cheder agorol, chayiv mezuzah, so he thought maybe that's how Rav Moshe, but either way it's going to be difficult, because you want to say the way the Olam says it, I think that's difficult. You want to say this way, Rav Moshe perhaps learned, as Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, but he also has a tiny, the Lomatzinu that you put a mezuzah, but Lachora, either you want to say what Rav Shechter said to put it going in, or Pashas to say that it's Potter and Gans. This idea to put it going out, which maybe Rabbi Kivega said or maybe he didn't, that's Lo Matzino, unless you go to the building in Stern College. So the main building in Stern College, you'll see they have they have one mezuzah going into the building, and then the door going out, they have a mezuzah going out into the world. And also, if you ever go to Florida in Tower 41, you'll also see that they have a mezuzah going into the building in one way, and then there's another mezuzah just going out into the thin air as well. But Lachor, what I would think Meikir Hadin, again, people have all kinds of chumras and things like that, is Meikir Hadin, the whole thing, the whole walk-in closet is part of Meikir Hadin. Because if it's not dal, if it's dalit al dalit, then it's then taka. We'll see in a second. Base otzar we paskin is chayiv mezuzah. But if it's not, then it's then the chiddush of the chamudi deniel is lachora. I think we should be noiked as a chumra ba'alma. And lagabe the beishar that epis became mekubal to treat that as Rabbi Cohen was saying that Allah the shitas of. That the reason, we'll see, the Yerushalmi says that the reason why a Shar Ha'ir is Chayiv and Mezuzah is because it leads up to the deer. So that maybe that, you know, gets to break the regular rules, because it's not Betoris Atzmo, it's only Betoris a lead up to something else. Oh. So, and that we'll see is the din in the Gemara in Yuma, and Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Where the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanu b'sharecha, Echad shar batim, Echad shar chatzeris, Echad shar medinos. So if you have shar ha'ir, so then you have a city that has a wall around it, right? So then, and it has the Tzuras HaPesach coming into the city. So then you're chayiv in mezuzah on the shar in the gate, on the gate. Oh, so I always knew that there's Rashi here in Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. that says Avuli de Mechuza Shara Yir Sheshma Mechuza V'hayu Rubam Yisrael. So I always knew that Rashi Shita was that. So the question is, who's living in the city? So Rashi says Rov Yisrael. That Rov Yisrael is sufficient. So that's why I always knew this. I always knew this Rashi, and I always knew. And then there's this the Yerushalmi that says the Pshat is on page 26. Yehusam Rav Yehuda, my time with the Rabbah Masharecha, v'chi beis dira hein. Ah, the Shari is not a beis dira. Shabahem hein nichnasim le beis dira. So he says it. The Yerushalmi says it beforeish. So and then I always knew that there was an Or Sameach on page 27, that the Or Sameach discusses. We know that there's a machlokas haposkim whether you have a house. It's a partnership, a shutbus between a goy and a Yisrael. So shutbus akum. So the machlokas we shown him, and the Shulchan Aruch passes is potter from a mezuzah. So. So the question is, so what's the story by, would you say that you have to need Kol Yisrael to, you need Kol Yisrael to be living in the city? And if it was one Akum in the city, then they're Patas, that's a very big Chiddush, maybe Shtikul Doichak, to say that. So Rashi says, no. Rashi says in Yuma that Rov Yisrael is sufficient. Ah, what about... What about that's a shutfus of Akum? So he says, no, this is a different din. This is not, as he writes over here, he says, Rabbi Kivi Ege asked the Kasha. He says, Halo diras Yisrael ha-choponim chayevus mezuzah. He says, in base halo, and if you have one guy, it should be pater. So he says, no. He says, this is not a din. This is a din that it's leading up. So the question is, in kein tabid al mit misyaches hashar. So in Ruby Yisrael, you could say that the Shar is, it's not that somebody's, it's not Betoras Atzmo, it's Betoras Mavar, as we said before by the Beishar. So who's the Pesach being Misyaches to? So whoever the majority is, whoever the Rov is, that's who the Pesach is Misyaches to. And that's how he explains Rashi. So we wouldn't say, oh, one guy, like Rabbi Kivege asked, one guy should pater, and that was the... or some math. So this is what I had in my head. Well, so what was I thinking? Because when I live here on 186th Street, so one day while you decided to buy a bunch of buildings, cost a lot of money, and they bought a lot of buildings. So well, the building I live in is a building that while you decided to buy. And then, you know, from then on, no trees during the season. And, you know, so then I said, okay, Higi Azman, that we should now put, because it's clear we have Rov Yisrael in our building. We have some very fine goyim too, but we have Rov Yisrael in our building. So I said, oh, this is the time that we should now have a mezuzah on our front door of the... So that's why. So I asked someone to put in. You know, you have to fill out forms here, and something like that. So, so I filled out the form, and then you know how things go. You know, it goes slowly. So, so in the meantime, Sukkah's passed. So I was in the Lower East Side. I was in the Sukkah with Rav David Feinstein, and we were talking about. In the Lower East Side, they have the communal sukkahs, so that's very nice. You get to spend time with a lot of different people. So Baruch Hashem, many sukkahs we spend with the Feinsteins in the same sukkah. So we were discussing this union of elevators, and so he said, yeah, an elevator of a building would be high, but he thought the way that I thought was not the plausible way, that you need Kol Yisrael. What Rabbi Kivager said in his Kasha, that if it's not Kol Yisrael, they're not. So I said, what about the Rashi in Yuma? So he thought, we don't paskin like the Rashi in Yuma. And but I, okay, so that's the outcome of the conversation.
The shahr, or as the source put it up, scientists depend who owns, with the city the buildings are different. With the city, like, who owns that gate? Does it matter? You know, who's going to stick it up there?
Right, so the yeshiva owns it. And,
with the building, I'm saying it's not in the city or...
Yeah, so one second. And Rav Abadi thought he would get stolen. So Lamaisa, you know, I put in my order, and nothing was happening. And then I got other people saying maybe it's not so pashut. So, you know, I was shev al tasa until Purim. What happened on Purim? So on Purim, one year, you know, Rav Goldwicht has the whole entourage come to his house before the Chagiga, and then they go as an army to the Chagiga. So one year on the way, he decided to stop at the door, and he was going to be koveya a mezuzah for the first time in this building. So that's what he did. He put in, you know, heavy tape, heavy this, and he said, the first time in this building, you know, he's having a mezuzah, and he put up the mezuzah. P.S. A week or two later, I come by. I don't see the mezuzah there anymore. Then I'm going to get the mail, and I see that somebody took the mezuzah and stuck it on the wall by where the mail was. And then next time I saw Rabbi Goldwicht, I said, your mezuzah was on mezuzah and put on the wall. So then he took it, and so far we've had yet to see any new mezuzah be put on. Oh, so this idea, so I was looking in the Sefer Agur Ba'alecha, we'll stop soon, I'm not going to go, I know there's a whole schedule here, but I was looking at Sefer Agur Ba'alecha to see what he said on this topic. So he points out that most poskim seem to say like the Or Sameach, that it's that if you're rove and one a couple of goyim are not going to pater, and the only one he points out is the Levush in Reish Pei Vav Aleph seems to say that he has a whole thing the why goyim are pater, there's a whole drush or whatever. But in the end of the day, he says the goyin chofetz b'chaim mezuzas chaim. But he says kevin shachal kol goy potter gam yisrael potter. V'chein shari chatzeris ayaros shemiktzas goyim darim sham peturim mezuzah. But he points out that the other is shown him in looking at Aguda in Yuma. They just say the reason why if the goyim are potter is al sakana that the goyim are going to take it. But as he points out, it's mashma. That it's not a din that meikar a din. So what Rav David Feinstein said to me, that's in the Levush, but that's not necessarily the shita that most poskim hold by. Oh, so there's a sefer Mechitzas Rabbeinu. There's Hanhagas from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes the following. You know, there's a machlokas where the base otzer is chayiv and mezuzah. If you have a room, a house for storage, is that going to be chayiv in mezuzah or not? And it's a machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam, whether it's chayiv and mezuzah or not. So lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, you can look, it's in the packet here, the Rosh and the Rambam, where the Rambam sheet is only if women are miskashtzot sama, then it's chayiv, but it's tastam, it's potter. And in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down b'li choylik, that a beis ha'otzer is chayiv in mezuzah, it's storage, it's chayiv in mezuzah as well. So the question. So Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, and this I heard Rav Abadi say also once, that he thinks that this din is only if it's part of a dira. In other words, where's the dira here? If mezuzah is chovas hadar, so where's the dira? So he writes that the whole chiyuv of mezuzah is only if you dar shama. You know, there's a machlokas in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch of the chaniyos. If you have a chanus, so the Taz says is it's part of the mezuzah because you're only there in the day, you're not there at night. And he quotes the Gemara in, you know, in the sugya in Cheskes Habatim about to have a chazakah, you have to be the imamah, leilia, etc. And then the Peschetshu goes from the Yad Katana that no, that chanus was talking about a makeshift chanus. But the bottom line is what he writes here of Yaakov Kamenetsky is that it's only if it's tofel to a base dira. He thinks that in other words, if you have a storage place in the middle of Manhattan, you rent storage space, and so you just have a place for storage, but it's not nitpal to, it's part of your hishtamshu shaldira. So then he writes that, then this Rav Abadi told me as well, he thinks would be putter from mezuzah. So that's what he writes. He says, mitam ze yesh svar chazaka liftor mezuzah mokam avoda. On Misrad Beis Charoshes, all these places, offices, etc., are all he thinks are all Potter, Mikar, Dinu, all these wedding halls, all these things. Rav Abadi even thinks Mikar, Dinu, Yeshiva building is Potter from Mezuzah, except for the dormitories. And that's what he told me. He thought the same svara of Yaakov Kamenetsky, that even though you have the chairs and the tables here, you don't view that as a Beis Otzer, because as Rav Yaakov says and Rav Abadi said, that he thought that a Beis Otzer is only if it's together with a Dira, but if it's not together with a Dira, not. So a lot of times people have all these things about an office. So it could be Mikra Din, it's really Pottis. Some people like to do it anyway, and we know in yeshivas they do it anyway. There's a yeshiva in Lakewood, Talmud of Rav Abadi. So that yeshiva, they don't have a mezuzah. But most yeshivas put up mezuzahs. But that's the idea that it's. I remember when they built the Gluck building. So they, and the fame of the Gluck day. So they had the whole thing, the whole kinus, the whole thing. And then they had the president make a bracha on the. So the question is, what bracha should he make on the mezuzah? So he made Hatova Metiv on the putting up the mezuzah on the Kislachora. I mean, a base medrash is 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, where a base medrash is chayiv in mezuzah. But the Shach writes, it means a base medrash like here, that people are learning Yom Vailan. You know, you have in a lot of the shuls, when I grew up, you know, a big shul, so you have the room that you daven on Shabbos, and you call that the shul, and then they have the room that you daven, you know, during the week, where not too many people come during the week, and they learn Mishnayos between Mincha Marv there during the week, and they call that the Beis Medrash, right? A lot of big shuls have that, but that has had no halachic bearing whatsoever, just because they call this the, you know, and that even al atzad that base medrash is chayiv. So the Shach writes it's dumi the dira because people are there, you know, they're there for many hours during the day. Two more points before we conclude. There's a but l'chor you need either. There's a tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger again that's not la halacha. Rabbi Kiveger has a big chiddush. He has two big chiddushim. He says when you come into a new house and there's a mezuzah there, so now you're living in the house. So now there's a chiv. We assume that like Rav Yaakov said, Rav Abadi said, a person only chayiv in the house once he moves in. You don't say that your furniture is there already, so you chayiv, because lemaisa, it's not as Rav Abadi pointed out, it's not a makom dira yet, till you move in. So therefore, he says that if the mezuzah is there already, so you have to make a bracha on the mezuzah. So that we assume not like that, if you're not putting up a new mezuzah. Then he writes a wild chiddush. He says nirali degam haholich I mean, he's taking dira very, you know, he says, Gam holech mi beiso la sakov b'shuk, shos harbe, upomim no se mi iro leze yom. You go on a vacation with your family. L'chor hadin shechoz le beiso yivarach ala mitzvah. That my time shaloya b'dir's beiso lo yolov chol viz mezuzah. So that's a pella, this Rabbi Kivager, because it's still your dira. So you're not in your dira now, but it's still, that's the place you're going back to. And so that's already takes the dira step off. But then the last point I wanted to mention is the Gemara in Menachos on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says someone wanted to put up a mezuzah. So Amalei Rav Nachman Kavali Mezuzta, and Rav Nachman Tali Dashi Bereisha. First, put up the Dashi Bereisha. So what does that mean? So Rashi learns it means to put up Hemi Hasipin Tchila. In other words, you have the side posts. So don't put the mezuzah on the side post, then put the side post on the door. Put the side post on first, and then put it, because the side post without a, you're just holding a side post, and you're putting a mezuzah, and then putting it on, that's Tasa Vlomenasai. And then Tosis quotes another pshat. No, it was a question of which way to go in. You know, it has to be the right side. We're not going to discuss all those halachas, which is the right side. But so he says, well, you don't know which way is in, which way is out, because it's two adjacent rooms. So put up the door, and this way we'll know which way is going in, which way is going out. But the Rambam has another shita, and the Rambam shita is that a doorway that doesn't have a door is not chayiv in mezuzah. A doorway without a door is not chayiv in mezuzah. So no door, no mezuzah. That's the Rambam shita. So we don't paskin like the Rambam. But in deference to the Rambam, the Rambam shita is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You can take a look in the Shulchan Aruch here as an opinion. So in deference to the Rambam, we don't make a bracha if there's no door. And he learns, and that's the point that he learns, Tali Dashi Bereisha means put up the door first before you put up the mezuzah. If there was no door there, put up the door first, because then it'll be mechayiv in mezuzah. So put in the door first and then put up the mezuzah. Well, so a couple of years ago we were learning Bava Basra. So what's pshat in putting up the door first? So you look in the Rambam, in the Kesef Mishnah quotes that the Chachmi Lunil asked the Rambam, where did he get that from? So he got that from this Gemara. But where did the Gemara get it from? So he says, you know where the Gemara got it from? Pasuk, the Rambam says. It says, K'saftam al muzuzu be'secho v'sharecha. So he says, what's a shar? So the Gemara dash and shar means the shar ear. But he says, al pipshuto, it means like this. You have a doorway, and the door is the shar. That's the gate. So the Torah is telling you, only a door that has a shar is chayiv in mezuzah. So it's a pasuk. Rambam says it's a pasuk. That's where the Gemara got it from the pasuk. So when I was learning Bava Basra, a couple of years ago, we were learning Bava Basra here in the yeshiva. So I thought like this, and David Cohen, I think, has something similar in the Sefer, where the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Nun Gimel on page 13, Abona Palten Gedola B'Nichse Hager, a person, Nichse Hager is Hefker. So somebody builds a building on the Nichse Hager, so the question is he Kona by building the building on the Nichse Hager? So he says, no, he built the building, Ba'acher V'hemid Lehem Blossos Kona. So the person who built the building, he's not Kona. Only the guy who subsequently put up the Dlossos on the building is Kona, says the Gemara Bava Basra. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, if you take a look here, Rabbeinu Yonah, he writes, Hado Amar B'Gemara, Habona Paltlan, Gedola B'Nichse Ager, Ba'ach Rabbeinu Dlossos, Sheini Kona. So he writes, because the first guy, Shalom Amid Losos Lo Nigmar Tikar Adira. He says, Fisha Eina Bais Royal Adira, Yamidu Sham Losos. So I thought, and Rav David Cohen has in the Sefer also something, that perhaps this works in good with the Shitas HaRambam. That we said the Shitas HaRambam is based on the Gemara Toli Dlos Shibereisha, means put up the door first. And the Rambam told the Chachmei Lunil, it's based on the Dinu Visharecha, that a door means the Shar is the door. But it could be also that this is also part of the din of Dira. That just like we have a din of Dira, so we discussed the din of Dalad al Dalad, and the person has to live there, and all these halachas that we're discussing of Dira, so the idea of a door, that makes it into a Makam Dira. So even though we don't pass like this, but Cholapachas Lagabe the bracha. Rav David Cohen in the Sefer has a piece about by Hanukkah, why is it so linked with a bias by Hanukkah, which is a question. Rav Shechter wrote a piece many years ago in the Kavod HaRav that Hanukkah is a din and bias, but it's not so poshut that it's a din and a bias. It's Eliezer discusses what if you're camping out, is it so poshut that you need a bias to be mechayiv in mezuzah? It's not, as they point out, it's not listed in the cases that you need a bias. Some Rishonim say that the reason why we have Birkas Haroah is because if you don't have a bias, then you're not. But it doesn't say in the Gemara anywhere. Near Yishuv Beis, it just means a family, household. It doesn't mean a structural bias. But Rav David Cohen in one of his Svarim writes that, but somehow we know it's linked up with Ner Chanukah Mezuzah Mimin, Ner Chanukah Mismol, Pesach. You know, question is that a machayev, or it's just once you have a bias, that's where you put it. But he writes that the Tshuvas HaRambam writes that there was a gezeira b'zman hashmonoim that they had to keep the doors open. So that was the idea that to make sure the Jews weren't they could look in. So that if you don't have a door, so it's felt in your privacy and your dira has a career, all these things. So it could be Rav David Cohen. I have to check if Rav David Cohen made this connection already to the Rambam. Could be he already has it in the Sefer, and I was thinking of this connection to the Rambam as well. And just to conclude, the famous word here on the bottom of the last page of it's quoted in the Siddur here, Siddur HaGro from the Mariel Diskin. The Mariel Diskin says, "What's pshat in the davening in Sholosh Regolem, it says, Hareinu v'vinyono v'samcheinu b'sikuno." So the Mariel Diskin says, because the Rashi writes a couple of places in Shas, that the Binyan Shlishi is going to come in Hashemayim. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah. The Binyan Shlishi, so the question is, so how are we going to get the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash if it's going to come prefab min Hashemayim? So he quotes the Medrash in Eicha, Tovu Ba'ar Shareha, that the Sha'arim are going to be from the previous base of Mikdash are underneath the ground. We're going to unearth those Sha'arim and we're going to put them up. And just like the Gemara says, that putting up the Sha'arim is a type of chazaka, so perhaps that would be a kiyum in the binyan. And that's what shot in the thing, v'hareinu in the tefillah, hareinu v'inyano, that's what we're just going to see. The binyan come in shamayim. V'samcheinu b'tikuno, but we're going to put up the final tikun, the final sha'arim, we're going to put up ourselves. And the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal Rav Goldwacht, in one of his farm, I believe, in Pirkei Avos, writes, but you see that the simcha is only b'tikuno, because what you get in a silver platter comes min shamayim, you're a spectator. You don't get sipuk from that. That's v'hareinu. But what you do yourself, even though it's a minimal thing, it's not a binyan, but what you put in, your karchus, that's when you're going to have the ultimate simcha. So I wish you all, in whatever you do, in your rabbanus, and your teaching, and your learning, and your osik b'sorchei klal, that you should find a sipuk, everyone puts in a lot of effort, but when you put in effort, that's when you get the simcha. So hareinu v'inyano, what's there is there, but with tikuno, whatever tikunim you make, whatever help you give to put up losos and sharim and things that you do, that's going to give you sipuk hanefesh bez Hashem, and you should all continue to be matzliach in all the places that you are involved in.
Thank you so much. Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Good.